Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in South Florida, it's time for South Florida Business Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of South Florida Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today on the show, we have Charlotte Albert, sales coach and feminine leadership mentor and co-founder of the Rebel Movement. Welcome.
Thank you, Lee, for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I am so excited to learn what you're up to. First of all, tell us about the Rebel Movement. How are you serving folks?
So the Rebel Movement was created by me and three other business mentors. And we've been working with entrepreneurs for the past decade almost. And we've noticed a common theme among entrepreneurs is that many entrepreneurs were always feeling overwhelmed and overcomplicated business, and they didn't know where to focus on simplifying their business. And they would often buy into business blueprints that are sold all over the internet, which often resulted in creating businesses that didn't feel good. Maybe they made some money, maybe they didn't make money, but they often found themselves in a place of like, why did I start this business in the first place? Often we choose to build our own business because, yes, we want to make money, but also we want to impact people. And most of all, we want to feel free. We want to create a business and a life that feels like freedom. So we came together and we're like, we want to create something that's different. We want to create something for that established entrepreneur that feels slightly overwhelmed and wants to simplify their business and really align their business goal with the lifestyle that they want to live. So we've come together with different expertise and resources to really support that entrepreneur on that journey.
Now, do you find that a lot of folks, like you mentioned, they might go into a business and think, okay, if I make money, then all my dreams are going to come true. But if it's really not aligned, if your business isn't aligned with your values and your why, then it's not as fulfilling. Like you might be making some money, but your life, you could be miserable still.
Yes, that's exactly what we've experienced. Like the thing is, people think, okay, the moment I make $5,000 a month and have a full-time income or $10,000 a month or $20,000 a month or whatever is possible in the online space, which is really, captivating. It's really inspiring to see what is possible. But guess what you have to do the next day? Like you hit that milestone, you hit those $5,000, $10,000 a month. But the next day, what you have to do to maintain this is the process, the action steps that actually got you to that goal. And if you don't like those action steps, the things that you have to do every single day to be successful, you won't be happy. It's not going to be sustainable and your business will collapse. Like you're not going to find that motivation in the long haul to hit that income goal over and over. So a lot of people find themselves like leaving a corporate job or leaving some kind of a profession that they didn't love, start their own business, hit certain milestones and being so miserable that they end up going back to a 9-to-5. And we're like, I think I'm not cut out for this. But the truth is you are cut out for this. I truly believe this. If you have this why, if you have this big mission to do something, to help people, to serve, you are absolutely capable of doing it. You just have to find a business structure, a simple system that aligns with who you are at the core. And you cannot find that by buying some random business blueprint, but really aligning with your own internal strategy, which we are teaching inside of the Rebel Movement.
Is there some advice you can give or maybe some low-hanging fruit for the listener that can get them on the right track? Is there some things they can do today that's actionable that maybe can get them going in the right way?
Yes, absolutely. So this is the process that we're taking our new members to, actually. So first of all, you want to set one goal, not three, not nine, not 10, 15, whatever. Pick one business goal for the next 3 months. What's something that feels a little bit stretchy, but also feels like, I think I can do it if I just put in the action, right? One goal. It could be hitting a certain income goal, having certain amount of clients, having X amount of people on your email list, whatever it is, just pick one. Don't pick so many different things. And then break it down in simple, actionable steps that you can do every single day. And find those action steps that really feel good to you. But because you do not have to have all these things in place, you don't have to be on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere. You don't have to do, you know, podcasts or radio interviews or be in magazine if that's just not your thing. Like, pick the action steps that will get you to that goal, but find a path of least resistance, a path that really lights your soul on fire, where every single day you get up and be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I actually get to do this. And listen to yourself, like, where's resistance in my every single day? And how can I, you know, find a better way that works for me to hit this one goal? And yeah, this is really, I think, the main thing that we want to focus on for newer people. And if you are already established in your business, look at how can you simplify things? How can you delegate tasks? What is really your zone of genius? What are you really good at in your business? And what's not your strength? And instead of trying to be good in everything, where can you eliminate things of your business? How can you take some weight off your shoulders? Because we don't have to do it all in order to be successful. Like, so many of us, like, I can speak to myself. I've built 2 6-figure businesses literally just with a Stripe link, a social media account on Facebook, and a Zoom account. That's it. I didn't have a website. I still don't have one. Really, there's so many things you don't need that people tell you. You have to be on all these social media accounts and all of that. It's BS. You don't need all of it. How can you simplify your business so it feels light and it feels good to you? So those are kind of the things that we focus on. Another thing is, what can you delegate? Can you hire a virtual assistant or some kind of an assistant who can help you with certain tasks that you feel like they have to be done and you don't want to do them? So those are some of the things that I recommend for people who are in a place of like, okay, I want to make some small adjustments to my business today.
Now, do you find that a lot of people who are especially new entrepreneurs, you know, they might have worked at a job that they were kind of being frustrated with, or they weren't satisfied there. So they say, okay, I'm going to do this on my own. And they realize quickly, you know, when you're doing it on your by yourself, it can be lonely, that it, without kind of the support and community around you, it's difficult to really get the achievement you're looking for. How important is a community for an entrepreneur in order to get to those levels that you described?
I think it's invaluable. Like, it's so important to be in a group of people who truly understand you, because people who are employed somewhere, people who are working 9 to 5, family members, friends, often who might not be entrepreneurs, they're in a very different mindset, and they care about you and they want to watch out for you, but they might not have the best advice for you. They sometimes tell you, you know, it's better to stay safe, you know, do the things, you know, go to school, get a job, like pay into your 401k, and like do all these things to be safe. So being in a space where there are people who are like, understand where you at, they understand the obstacles that come with being an entrepreneur, it's not as simple as just like, oh, I create an offer and I make a couple of social media posts and or talk about it and I'm going to make money. There's so many nuances to business, from simple things of the, you know, how I manage my money, how am I now going to save for taxes, to how am I going to show up online, how do I create content, how do I sell in a way that it actually converts. There's so many conversations, and then also the emotional load to it, right? Because a business is often, it feels very personal because it's our creation, it's our dream that we want to bring into this world. And we take things very personal. So there's a lot of emotional weight to it. Sometimes we feel maybe we're not good enough. Maybe I'm not cut out for this. Like, all of these beliefs, these thoughts that come up of being an entrepreneur is very challenging at times. So having people who've been through this, having a community who's going through the same kind of thoughts, beliefs, steps, is going to feel very soothing. It's going to feel like, oh, wow, like, she did it, he did it, now I can do it too. And I have these people that I can ask for advice, for support, and like not them telling me what to do, but more like, this is where I'm at right now. How would you manage this situation? How would you manage this conversation that I'm having with someone? Or how would you manage this feeling that I'm having right now? If I don't feel good enough, or I feel like I don't know if I can keep going, I'm not making the amount of money that I'm making. There's all these things coming up. So being in community, being in mentorship with people who walked the path before, I think is very, very valuable.
Now, how does the rebel movement work for a woman that might be interested in exploring this? Is this something that, is it one-on-one coaching? Is it kind of a group thing? Is it learning kind of asynchronously, just on my own? How does it work if somebody wants to plug in?
Beautiful. It's a combination of all of what you said. So it's a membership for $44 a month, and you join, you can... The first thing you want to do is you start with a quiz. We want to hear where you are at in your business, and we're going to find out, okay, where can we support you most? Do you have a business structure already? Do you know how to write content? Do you know how to sell, or do you need support with that? Do you want to work on simple systems so you have a business that's more scalable? But we're also going to look into how are you feeling with your emotional health, with obstacles on time management and goal setting and all of that. So you take this quiz so we know how to support you best. Based on that, you're going to be provided with that resource that's going to benefit you most. Every month, there's a theme inside the membership, and always one of the four of us is hosting the membership. And the modules build on each other, and you always have access to all the modules as long as you're part of the membership. So every single month, there's a theme where you get an in-depth training on something that will help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Sometimes it's passive income. Sometimes it's sales strategy. Sometimes it's content. Sometimes it's nervous system regulation, goal setting, all these kinds of things that are important to become a successful entrepreneur. And then every month you have the opportunity to go on a call with all of the ladies inside the Rebel Movement and a mentor to network, because we believe so much in leveraging your network, leveraging the connections that you have. The most beautiful connections have happened in this space, from opportunities to get on podcasts, to be in a guest speaker at someone else's program. Like, there's a lot of opportunities that just come by leveraging that network. And you have the opportunity to ask any kind of business questions to that mentor. I just had a conversation with one of our members, and she told me that she loves these life coaching moments because things happen in business all the time. And she's actually in the process of hosting her second retreat, and she's promoting it right now on social media. And she wanted to get some feedback of how to overcome objections that people have of, like, what if it's too expensive? What if they don't know if this is the next move to it? And we were able to coach her through this in this moment. So she got the clarity on one call and now knows exactly how to market that retreat so it will sell out by summer when she's hosting it. So whatever you're going through in your business, you have these opportunities to get life coaching moments every single month to move your business forward. So you're not sitting on a question forever, but you can talk through it and move forward.
Now, is this for folks primarily in South Florida, or is this something that's kind of a worldwide online virtual experience, or is it in person?
It is an online virtual experience, and we have members from all around the world. Actually, we founders are from around the world. So we have Tiara, who's from the United States. I'm actually from Germany. I do live in South Florida now, but Grania, who's part of the membership, she's in Ireland. Haley is from the UK. So we have created a global movement from people from all around the world. So it's hosted online, it's virtually, and we connect through Zoom every single month.
So what do you need more of? How can we help you?
We are actually hosting right now a Be Seen Festival, which is a virtual event for trailblazing entrepreneurs who really want to be seen and find a visibility strategy that really works for them. Again, cutting out any kind of roadmaps, but giving you opportunities that really align with who you are. It's a free experience for the next 3 days. Actually, it started today. So for anyone who would love to plug in and learn some amazing visibility strategies so your business gets seen, gets heard, and you get paid for what you get to do, I would love to invite you to the Be Seen Festival.
And then if somebody wants to learn more about the Rebel Movement or learn more about what you're up to, is there a place to go to do that? Is it mostly through social media or is there a website?
There is a website which goes through livingbusinessproject.com/the Rebel Movement. We also have a social media handle, and you can also reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook at Charlotte Albert.
Well, congratulations on all the success, Charlotte. You're doing such important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Lee.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on South Florida Business Radio.